You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Deuteronomy Overview. Devarim, Deuteronomy, means words and is the fifth book of the Torah. Devarim contains 34 chapters and 959 verses. Devarim is broken into 11 parshiot, weekly Torah readings. Parsha Devarim, chapter 1, verse 1 through chapter 3, verse 22, means words. The topics include a veiled rebuke, the appointment of judges, the mission of the spies, Esau and Seir, Moab, God commands Israel to march toward the land, the first conquest of Sihon, the conquest of Og, the inheritance of Reuben, Gad, and half of Manasseh, and the command to Joshua. Parsha Va'etchanan, chapter 3, verse 23, through chapter 7, verse 11, means, "And I pleaded." The topics include Moses prays again, exile and return, decrees and ordinances, Moses would not enter the land, setting aside the cities of refuge, the Ten Statements, God teaches the entire commandments, decrees, and ordinances, the Shema, teaching the tradition to children, and God promises He will clear the way to settle in the land. Parsha Ekev, chapter 7, verse 12 through chapter 11, verse 25, means because. The topics include the reward and the assurance, the lesson of food, a warning against the lure of prosperity, remembering the Exodus and the tribulations in the wilderness, a stiff-necked people and repeated rebelliousness, a temporary ark in the second tablets, Aaron's death, elevation of the Levites, God's reconciliation, first-hand knowledge of God's miracles, the great virtues of the land, and the second portion of the Shema. Parsha Re'eh, chapter 11, verse 26 through chapter 16, verse 17, means see. The topics include blessing and curse, sanctity of the land, private altars, permission to eat redeemed offerings, sacred foods consumed only in Jerusalem, permission to eat unconsecrated meat, general principles of observance, the prohibition against copying the rites of the Canaanites, a false prophet, one who entices others to go astray, the wayward city, permitted and forbidden food, the second tithe, remission of loans, to be warm-hearted and open-handed to our brethren, a Jewish bondsman, firstborn bull shall be sanctified to God, the festivals of Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, and the command to come to Jerusalem with offerings. Parsha Shoftim, chapter 16, verse 18 through chapter 21, verse 9, means judges. The topics include the establishment of just courts, blemish sacrifice, the death penalty for an idol worshiper, the rebellious elder, a king in Israel, priestly gifts, prophecy, God sends His prophets to Israel, cities of refuge, preserving boundaries, conspiring witnesses, when Israel goes to war, and unsolved murders. Parsha Ki Tzetze, chapter 21, verse 10 through chapter 25, verse 19, means when you will go. The topics include the woman of beautiful form, the firstborn's inviolable right, the wayward and rebellious son, hanging and burial, concern for the property of another, male and female garb, sending the mother bird from the nest, protective fence, tzitzit, defamation of a married woman, adultery, betrothed maiden, forbidden and restricted marriages, sanctity of the camp, an escaped slave, sexual purity, interests, vows to God, a worker's right to eat, divorce and remarriage, millstone, kidnapping, tsaras and slander, dignity of a debtor, timely payment of workers, individual responsibility, consideration for the orphan and widow, gifts to the poor from the harvest, lashes, levirate marriage and releasing the obligation, penalty for embarrassing another, honest weights and measures, and remembering Amalek. Parshat Kitavo, chapter 26, verse 1 through chapter 29, verse 8, means when you enter. The topics include first fruits, declaration, confession of the tithes, God and Israel are inseparable, blessings and curses, and Moses' final charge to the people. Parshah Nitzavim, chapter 29, verse 9 through chapter 30, verse 20, means one's standing. The topics include the renewal of the covenant, warning against idolatry, the eventual repentance and redemption, and the Torah is accessible. Parshah Vayelech, chapter 31, verse 1 through 30, means then he went out. The topics include Moses takes leave, Joshua is the successor, Torah to be read during Sukkot, Moses' end draws near, the Torah is testimony, and Moses gathers the people. Parshah Ha'azinu, chapter 32, verses 1 through 52, means listen. The topics include the Song of Moses, God's kindness to Israel, prosperity brings disillusion, the descent worsens and God's wrath, the enemy's foolish conceit, source of Israel's suffering, Israel's comforted, the Torah is your life, and God's last commandment to Moses. Parshah Vezot HaBeracha, chapter 33, verse 1 through chapter 34, verse 12, means, and this is the blessing. The topics include the blessing of Moses, death of Moses, and the quality of Moses' prophecy. Thank you for listening to Deuteronomy Overview. Shalom.